We're trying to figure out this morning why every single place you go to, you see sick people. You know? Like, oh, I got like this flu. Like, everyone's had the flu or something. Have you been sick yet this year?
Not yet.
Uh-huh. You're next.
Nuh-uh.
Like, look at this building. There's no ventilation in here. It's coming to get you, whether you know it or not.
Well, I guess I'm wearing a radiation suit from now on. I'm in here.
I think radiation's different from...
Yeah, but it'll protect me from germs.
Yeah, I guess it'll be sealed. Okay, I guess you're on top of things.
Yep.
All right. You just have one sitting in your closet or several?
Several.
Just lined up?
Different colors.
Oh, yeah. To coordinate for each day of the week. And
yes.
This is my Sunday radiation suit, sorry. It's a little bit more floral for church and whatnot. So what's going on? Why is this happening? It's disgusting.
It is.
You know, especially in the service industry, you'd think it'd be a good business decision to not have people come and get other people sick, get your customers sick. Go ahead.
Okay, I work in a call center in Salina, so we don't deal with the public, but we have like 400 people that work for us. We are provided with sick time, but we get hardcore penalized if we take it.
How so?
They will send out the nastiest, rudest emails that say, if you are not really sick or blah, 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 you know, you need to be here. We have people that are pale, that are coughing, that are throwing up in the trash can next to their desk, and they will not send them home.
How stupid.
Yeah, so all of us, you know, have to just hope and pray that we're not going to get sick. And I have a thing of hand sanitizer sitting next to me, and I'm putting it on every 10 minutes. It's ridiculous.
Oh, God. That's too bad. Yeah, you got to change that. That's terrible to make people feel that way.
Yeah, it's pretty crappy, but, you know, what can we do? We're in Salina, and there's not really a whole lot of jobs here.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
539-9750 or 238-0975. People just scared to call in sick. They need the money. Why are we exposed to all these people?
Some people just don't have sick days. And, like, in the Army, you can't just call in sick. Like, I'm sick as hell right now, and I still have to go to work today.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So not everybody has sick days, and in the Army, you can't call in sick. Uncle Sam doesn't deal with that. So.
But you would think, you know, I mean, obviously the Army's one thing. You know, you're not preparing people's food and whatnot. I mean, obviously you're getting other soldiers sick.
Yeah.
Which is really stupid.
And then the whole unit's sick.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess that doesn't really make much sense. But at a restaurant or at a... You know, or at a convenience store or wherever it may be where they're handling your money and they're just introducing people to more and more people. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, you should call in sick, but if some people don't have sick days, then they're going to get fired.
Yeah, Jerry, yeah, people to more and more people. And, you know, like you...
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, basically, yeah, you're making out with every person that you take that you get a dollar bill from, you know?
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
You're having sex with someone if they don't wear a...
Yeah, you're every other... Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I see.
So wear a condom when
and
you're eating.
And all those germs.
Yeah, wear a condom when you're eating and handling cash. I think that's the lesson we've learned.